All right, 7:41 on this Monday morning. We have been so busy in the last several weeks getting ready for and covering our own elections here, midterm, local, et cetera, that we didn't really get a chance to call and congratulate the mayor of Sarnia, who in October was reelected to another term. So we thought we'd do that this morning. He's on the line with us right now. Still the mayor of Sarnia, Mike Bradley. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I've got another 4-year sentence.
Well, you did. I remember
on top of a 30-year sentence. So.
Yeah, I remember talking to you last summer, and you had not yet decided. What finally tipped the scales in favor of you running?
Well, I felt that when I had a number of significant issues to deal with in the last 4 years, I wanted the public to give their endorsement one way or the other on my performance. Some very significant issues with some of the top staff people at City Hall. Also had an extremely difficult council, a very difficult council that made going to council meetings and other activities very difficult. And the public were very supportive. There will be 6 new councillors out of 8 come December when they're sworn in. So the public defeated a number of the incumbents and a number chose not to run. And the public was very supportive of myself at the polls with 70% support. So that was very encouraging, but that just means need to move the city forward, need to get a lot of changes made that would bring the city back to being an open city, an open city hall, which was one of the themes that I campaigned on, was that I wanted to take down the walls and barriers, but both physically and personally at City Hall. I felt we'd lost contact with the public, and that a lot of things we were doing gave me a clear impression that City Hall thought that the public worked for City Hall, not the other way around, the way it's supposed to be.
So it's got to be a relief knowing that you've got the support of the people, that you've got a council you can work with, and that you can move forward on some of these things that you want to do.
Well, Paul, it is. I mean, I'm not an absolute ruler. I've got the support of the public. I have to convince council on a number of the issues that there's a new direction. Almost all of them were elected on that basis of a new direction and restoring some of the issues I just raised. But it's a fragile trust, and you know, after 30 years as mayor, I understand that you know, great support from the public and you know, a great campaign. My campaign manager, Mel Stokely, some of your listeners might know, is the co-founder of Bayfest, which was such a huge event here, and owns a number of local businesses. So we had a great campaign. We stuck to the high road all the way through, as difficult as it was. But I also know, again, that trust is fragile, and you've got to earn it every day. So I was out yesterday for Remembrance Day in Canada, and the public is very, very supportive, but I know I got to keep that trust and do the things they want done now at City Hall.
So what are some of those things that you want to do moving forward?
I want us to go back to being serving the citizens. They changed the hours to restrict the public access. They've denied people the right to speak to council, which to me is a basic right. There are walls that have been put up that need to come down. We need to have better citizen service as it relates to the public and dealing with complaints and concerns. And I would say up till a number of years ago, that was the way City Hall operated. But obviously, I felt in the last 4 years, we'd moved away from that. Some of the other goals was we were going to be a debt-free city till this council stopped that. We reduced $100 million in debt down to about 12. We've only got 12 more million to go, and I'd like to see us, even if it's for 6 months or a year, be a debt-free city. It sends a really clear message about fiscal fitness and fiscal restraint. So that's one of the goals. Want to continue not to cut services, because there have been a number of service cuts which actually impact on the public in the sense of if you're trying to develop an age-friendly community at both ends of the spectrum, you need to offer the services that makes them able to work in their communities, live in their communities, and enjoy their communities.
So you've got a lot of work ahead of you, don't you?
Well, Paul, I've got many other things, and you know, I'm prioritizing what the important things are, and then working the way. I mean, it's a 4-year term, and I tell the new councillors, come on, remember, this is a marathon. We'll do the big things. We'll do our budget in January, which I moved from December to give them some more time to get acquainted with how that works. So, yeah, there's a lot of things to be done, and then it's all that, you know, I can tell you this, and I'm sure it's the same everywhere for mayors. The issues today aren't going to be the issues a year from now. And those issues are ever-changing in today's world. And so I've been elected a number of times where the issues in the campaign either disappeared or solved. So you always have new issues coming at you. And I find that one of the more enjoyable parts of being a mayor is the challenge that you face in today's society dealing with issues.
You mentioned you've got a lot of new council members as well. I mean, that's good for local government to see people that involved and that interested in serving, isn't it?
It is, and I will say one of the things to tell the public was engaged. Our turnout in the last election was 34%. This one hit close to 50%. So that was good also. One of the things that I need to have examined too, though, we had electronic voting, telephone and by the internet, and while it was good for some people, for others it was there were problems. So there's issues like that, but that generated a mood in the public that they wanted change, and they spoke quite clearly. They did elect two people that had served quite some time ago to come back to council, so that gives us some balance to experience, plus new ideas, new visions.
Four more years, and I guess you're reelected in time to celebrate the holidays. I know you've got big things coming up in the next few weeks to decorate the city, don't you?
Yes. First Saturday in May is always the spectacular Santa Claus parade through downtown Sarnia, and that's a night parade at 6 p.m. I think that's December the 1st. And yes, then Canterbury Park's lit up, and actually I'm working on something. I had a citizen who was over Port Huron in the last few days and was just praising the lights over there in downtown Port Huron. So I'm going to be talking to James Freed to find out what the cost was and how to do that, because we don't have a downtown organization, but I hear that they're just spectacular.
Yeah, and actually that came, I believe, in large part thanks to donations from the community. So,
and I would agree with that approach, because it's not really something I think the taxpayers should be funding directly. But I'm really interested and curious to find out how it was paid for, who led the effort, because I would like to see us reflect what Port Huron's doing.
That'd be great. We are neighbors, after all.
That's true, and we'll be no matter what happens in the world.
That's right. Well, we're glad to have you at the helm. We'll talk again real soon. In the meantime, congratulations, Mayor Bradley.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.